What I want to talk about is five things that will help you to get healing to manifest in your life. And notice I'm not saying five things that will help you to get healing to come, because I believe healing always comes. When we pray for healing, when we proclaim healing, when we take authority, it always comes. And God never fails to provide. We sometimes fail to receive, but God is never the one that fails to provide. And I just believe these things will help you to see healing manifest in your life. Because in my own life, I grew up hearing and believing that God can heal, that He is a miracle worker, but that it's not always His will to heal. And I even growing up, you know, many times when somebody would get sick, people would say, well, let's pray for them and let's fast. But I never expected them to get healed, and I don't think anyone else did either. Because we just had this belief that, you know, God can heal, but He doesn't always want to heal. And as I started to follow Jesus, and as I got born again, and as I started to actually see what the Bible says, I realized that God does want us to be healed. But I found in my life that sometimes it can be even more frustrating when you know God wants something for you and when you don't see it manifest in your life. For example, if you don't believe that God wants you well, you won't get frustrated if you don't see it manifest in your life. But if you know that God wants you well, or you know that God wants to prosper you financially, or that He wants to bless you with healthy relationships, when you don't see that, it can be very frustrating at times. And that's happened to me too at times. You know, I've been so passionate about healing ever since I gave my life to the Lord, but I haven't always walked in the healing that I knew God had for me. And at times I got very frustrated, not with God. I knew He wanted me well and that Jesus provided it for me, but I got frustrated with myself. I got frustrated because I thought I didn't have enough faith, or I was still in unbelief, and I couldn't understand it. And I knew that healing always came when we asked for it, but I didn't always see it manifest. And these are just things that the Lord has taught me, and I believe it will help you too to see healing manifest in your life. Because God does want us to walk in healing. And He wants us to walk in health. And healing is good, but health is better. And I believe these things will also help you to actually walk in health. You know, I believe that is God's best for us, where we don't even need a miracle. I believe a blessing is better than a miracle. Because if you need a miracle, you're actually in a crisis. But when you're walking and living in the blessing of God, you don't even need a miracle. And I believe that is God's best. So if you need healing tonight, I believe God wants to heal you. And I believe Jesus already provided it for you. And I believe these things will help you to see healing manifest in your life, or it will help you to see breakthrough manifest in your life. But even if you are living in the blessing, or even if you are healthy tonight, I believe these things will help you to continue to walk in the health that God has for you. So I believe it will be a blessing to you. And I mentioned in the beginning of healing school last year that I wanted to talk on how to pray for the sick too and how to effectively minister, and we'll still get to that. But tonight I just had on my heart to talk about how we can do things in our lives or believe the right things, and how that will help us to see healing effortlessly manifest in our life. Because God is so passionate about healing, and He wants us to walk in the hell that He has for us. But the first thing that will help you to see healing manifest in your life is just to know the will of God. And I don't think we can ever overemphasize this. We need to know the will of God, and we need to know it in our hearts. Ephesians 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Some people will make statements like, "God works in mysterious ways." I hate that statement, and I don't believe it's a biblical statement. I do believe that God works in surprising ways, absolutely. God will surprise you many times. You might not always know exactly how He's going to do something, especially when He provides for you. But God doesn't work in mysterious ways. God works in revealing ways. In surprising ways, yes, but also in revealing ways. And that's why the Bible tells us to know what His will is, because we can. And we find the will of God in the Word of God. I just want to remind you again tonight, don't go to experiences or to people's opinions when you want to find out the will of God. Go to the Word of God. See what the Word of God says. And when you go to the Word of God and you read through the Gospels, I don't know how you can come up with a doctrine that God doesn't want to heal always. Because Jesus never refused to heal anyone. There was an instance where people failed to receive healing. The Bible says when He was in Nazareth that He could do no mighty work because of their unbelief. It doesn't say He didn't want to do it. It says He couldn't do it because of their unbelief, not because He wasn't willing to heal them. So sometimes people fail to receive, but it's never God not wanting to heal. It's never a problem with his willingness. But we need to know the will of God. I believe when we know that God wants us well, healing will just spring forth. And I've made this statement at healing school before, and I used to say that faith is born where the will of God is known. And I believe that is accurate and correct, but I actually want to add something to it now. Because I don't believe faith is born where the will of God is known, technically. Because I really believe many people know the will of God, they know what the word says, but there's still unbelief, there's still a lack of faith, we could say. So now I would rather say that faith is born where the will of God is known in the heart. Because sometimes we know the will of God in our heads, but we don't always know it in our hearts. And that's a lesson I learned in my life too. When I started to learn about healing, I thought that healing would just manifest all the time in my life now. But see, even though I started to renew my mind, which was good, even though I knew in my mind that God wanted me well, I still had to unlearn a lot of things. Because for 19 years, I heard different stuff. And sometimes it takes time for our hearts to get persuaded. And if you really believe tonight that God wants you well, you won't be surprised if I pray for you and you get healed. You know, I've prayed for people and I would ask them, do you believe God is going to heal you now? And they would say yes. And then the pain would go and they would be so surprised. I mean, they would be shocked. And it's the funniest thing, but that just proved that they didn't really believe it. That's why they were surprised. Because if you really believe it, you would expect it. Just like that man in that testimony. You know, when the tumor got smaller, he wasn't surprised. He expected it to get smaller because he believed in his heart that God wanted him well. So that's an encouragement to you tonight too. And if you still have doubts and you're not fully persuaded in your heart, maybe you just need to go to the Word. Take healing scriptures, meditate on them, read through the Gospels, proclaim the Word, and I believe it will really help you. Because the Bible says too that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So when we hear the Word of God and it gets into our hearts, I believe faith will be born and healing will just effortlessly spring forth. And in the process of knowing the will of God, to know why it's the will of God for you to be healed. And the main reason why I believe God wants us well is because of his love. Sickness is something that steals, kills, and destroys. Sickness is something that causes pain in our lives. And love never gives birth to pain. Love never wants us to go through pain. And the Bible says God is love. So know the will of God, know why it is the will of God. And many times we just need to go back to this because I believe many Christians, and I will include myself in it, many times we fail to receive healing because we don't know the will of God in our hearts. We might know it in our heads. You know, I remember at Bible school too many times I've preached on healing. I could quote all the scriptures. I could do a good message on healing, but yet a lot of times all those scriptures weren't in my heart. They were in my head, but not in my heart. And faith is born where the will of God is known in the heart. Sometimes we can know something very well in our heads to the point where we can do a good talk or a good message on it, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's in our hearts too. And it does get into our hearts by renewing our minds and thinking about it and meditating on it, but we need to make sure it is rooted in our hearts and our hearts are persuaded that God wants us well. And just something that I'm reminded of now is something I've heard a while ago, and a minister said that if you don't believe it's the will of God for everyone to be healed, you can't have faith for anyone to be healed. Because if I am not convinced tonight that God wants everyone to be healed, how can I have faith when I pray for you? Because you might be the one that God doesn't want to heal. And if you believe that God wants to heal sometimes but not always, the devil will always convince you that you are one of those who's not going to receive healing. And you won't be able to really get into a place of faith. And without faith, we won't see the promises of God manifesting in our lives. We won't see healing manifest. So that's why it's important that we believe that God wants us well. And this is not going to be a comprehensive study now on the will of God concerning healing. In November and October, I spoke on reasons why we can know that God wants us well from the Word of God. You can go back and listen to it. You can go and listen to teachings on Andrew Womack's website too. It's for free. If you need convincing, sometimes we do, especially if you grew up in a church or an environment where you didn't hear this or you heard other stuff, then it might take some time for your heart to get persuaded and your mind to get renewed. But if the truth of a word don't get rooted in your heart, you will not see healing manifest. Because faith is born where the will of God is known in the heart. So know the will of God and know why this is will for us to be healed. And as you do, I believe healing will spring forth and it will manifest more than ever in your life. Amen? That's the first thing that will help us to see healing manifest. Know the will of God. And just before I move on, I just want to read 3 John 2 as well. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Another translation reads that, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." And this is the Apostle John, the one who was very close to Jesus, the disciple whom Jesus loved. He knew the heart of Jesus and what he wanted to do. And he said, "Yeah, beloved, I wish above all things that you may be in health." If it wasn't God's will for us to be healed and to live in health, he wouldn't have said that. But he said very, very emphatically, "I wish above all things, I pray, that you may be in health." That is what God wants for us. His will is health and healing, always, all the time, and for everyone. And we need to know his will concerning healing. The second thing that will help you to get healing to manifest in your life is to be at rest. To make sure your heart is at rest. And I just want to read Mark 4 from verse 35 to 41 to you. I love this passage of scripture. It's where Jesus and the disciples went through a storm. And there's so many lessons here, but it's just amazing how Jesus was at rest when he spoke to the storm. And it reads from verse 35, "On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side.' Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' And then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?' And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" And in Greek there, where it says great, it actually means mega. And it says first that it was like a mega storm, a terrible storm. But after Jesus spoke to it, it says there was a great calm, a mega calm, mega peace. So whatever the devil tries to do in our lives, Jesus wants to match it with an even bigger miracle. And he's always looking to turn things around for our good and to work it together for our good. So whenever you face a great storm in your life, know that Jesus wants to give you a great blessing instead. And he wants to turn that storm into a blessing. But it's amazing that I believe the reason why Jesus wasn't too happy with his disciples was because he wanted his disciples to take authority and to speak to the storm. But I believe even if they would have, it wouldn't have worked. I don't believe it would have helped at all, because the problem with the disciples was the storm also got on the inside of them. Jesus spoke to the storm, but the storm wasn't in his heart. His heart was full of peace. That's why he could say, "Peace, be still," and that changed the storm. Many times we are going through storms, but the problem is the storm is also on the inside of us. We are not at rest. And when we don't see healing manifest, we don't see breakthrough, we don't experience the power of God, and it's because the storm is also on the inside of us. We need to make sure we are at rest. Many times in my life when I've went through something, I just wanted to take authority and pray and deal with it. And many times the Lord reminded me that I first had to get my heart at rest. Then I could deal with the storm or speak to the storm. We have to get our hearts at rest. And we get it at rest by reminding ourselves too that healing is a finished work. We don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. But we need to see it as something that's already accomplished by Jesus. And that will change our perspective, that will help us to have hearts that are at rest. And you know, I believe praying is good. I believe fasting is good. Many times we need to seek the Lord to get an answer from him or to get his wisdom on something. But we need to make sure even when we do those things that we are doing it from a place of rest and not from a place of we need to do something now, otherwise we are going to stay in the storm. So we need to make sure that we are at rest, and it will help us to deal with the storms of life, and it will help us to see healing manifest in our lives. I just read to you 3 John 2, but it says there that God wants us to be in health and to prosper even as our souls prosper. And the words they even ask mean only to the degree to, or only as much as. So it's saying only as much as your soul is prospering, will you walk in health and will you prosper in other areas. So it's saying that if your soul is prospering, if your soul is at peace, if your heart is at peace, then you will walk in health as well. But if your soul is not prospering, if it's full of worry and care and not at rest, you won't walk in the health that God has for you. Not because God doesn't want you to, but you will just fail to see the manifestation of that. Because worry can block it out. Fear can hinder the power of God from flowing in your life. So make sure your heart is at rest, and you get it at rest too by focusing on the promises of God. Sometimes it will require diligence by spending time in the Word, by meditating on what He says. But as you do, your heart will get into a place of rest. And the Bible tells us too in Isaiah 26 verse 3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So when our minds are stayed on the Lord, He will keep us in perfect peace. He will keep us in a place of rest, no matter what we go through, no matter what's happening on the outside. But when we are at peace, we can speak to the things on the outside, and the things on the outside will change. We can speak to mountains, and it will be removed. But we need to make sure we are at rest. We see healing as a finished work. We realize we fight from victory, not for victory. Hallelujah. And Hebrews 4 verse 1 says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. And another translation says, let us labor to enter into his rest. It sounds wrong. How can you labor to enter into rest? But it's saying, make sure that you are entering God's rest, that you are living from a place of rest. And as you do, I believe it will help you so much to see healing just manifest, to see healing just spring forth in your life, or whatever promise from God you need. Then the third thing, we have three more. The third thing that will help you to see healing manifest in your life, and I believe this is a big one, and that is to be led by the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, it's amazing how Jesus healed in many different ways. I don't know if you've ever noticed it or thought about it, but Jesus never healed the same way. Even when he healed the same disease, for example, he would heal blind eyes and people who were blind. But even when he did that, he had different ways, different methods of how he did it. Sometimes he would put mud on their eyes. Sometimes he would spit in the eyes. Sometimes he would just speak to the eyes. He had different ways of healing. And I believe Jesus was being led by the Holy Spirit. And I believe the reason why God has many methods of healing is because he doesn't want us to put our trust in a method. He wants us to trust in him as the healer and always to seek him more than the method. I've heard of people who felt like God told them to go to someone to receive prayer. They did and they got healed. And later on when they got sick, they tried to do the same thing and nothing happened. And then God told them to meditate on the word or to get someone to agree with them. But God has different methods because he wants us to trust in him, not in the method. But we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to show us what to do. And the amazing thing is the Holy Spirit knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly what can block healing in our lives, and he can show us. And as we apply what he shows us, healing will just flow. And in 1 John 2 verse 20, it says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. What an amazing promise. It says we know all things. Do you guys know all things? I know I sure don't. The more I learn about the Word of God, the more I realize I don't know a lot. But that is talking about our born-again spirits, because in our souls, we don't know everything, right? Can I get a witness? Don't know about you, but I know I don't know everything. I don't know all things in my soul. But that is saying in our born-again spirits, we know all things. We just need to draw it out. All the wisdom of God is already on the inside of us. And the reason why we know all things in our spirits is because it is sealed with the Holy Spirit. It is actually the Holy Spirit that knows all things, and he can reveal it to us, and he lives on the inside of us, and he's always willing to reveal those things to us and to impart wisdom to us. And that's why that scripture is saying that we know all things, but it's talking about our born-again spirits that's sealed by the Holy Spirit. Now, the amazing thing about it is the Holy Spirit knows everything about everything. He knows everything. So he knows what is hindering healing in your life. He knows why you haven't seen healing manifest in your life. He knows what's needed for you to experience healing or to experience breakthrough. So when you hear his voice or you are being led by him and you do what he tells you to do, healing will spring forth. Nothing will be able to stop you from your appointment with healing when you hear from the Holy Spirit and you do exactly what he tells you to do. So this is a big one. Even when it comes to going to the doctor or not, people ask me, should I go to the doctor? And I usually tell them or remind them that there's nothing wrong with it, but I will always say, be led by the Holy Spirit. I've literally in my own life, when I've struggled with symptoms, and sometimes it was the exact same thing. And in some seasons, I felt no peace about taking medication. I felt no peace about going to the doctor. In other seasons, I felt peace about taking medication. And at times, it was the exact same thing I struggled with. So we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. Why does God sometimes tell us to go to the doctor, other times not? I don't know. All I know is he's Lord, and we need to do what he says. And as we do, it will always produce blessing. It will always produce breakthrough, and healing will always manifest in our lives. And there's an example of John Osteen, who was Joel Osteen's dad. He had heart problems, and he felt, I believe when it started, he felt like the Lord told him not to go to the doctor, and he got supernaturally healed. And a few years later, his heart started to give problems again, and he ended up having open heart surgery because that's what he felt led to do. And he still lived for a few years after that. But after the heart surgery, a journalist interviewed him, and he asked him, why did you believe God in the beginning or the first time, and you didn't go to the doctor, and this time you did? And he just looked at him, and he said, you know what, my doctrine is living. And he walked away. And what he meant by that is he just wants to live. He knows God wants him well, but he's going to do what God tells him to do. So we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. And one thing I want to say about that is the voice of God doesn't always sound like a voice. Sometimes it's peace or a lack of peace. I had a good discussion with a friend this week, and we just spoke about how many people miss the leading of the Holy Spirit because they don't focus, they don't recognize the peace that God puts in their hearts, or the lack of peace that he sometimes puts there. And I believe that is a dominant way of how God leads us. And he quoted the scripture earlier too, but Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. And the Greek word they rule means, it's actually the word for an empire. So it's saying, let the peace of God call the shots in your life. Let it tell you what to do. Let it make the decisions for you. So be led by peace. And if you have a lack of peace about something, it might be an indication that God doesn't want you to do it. If you have peace about it, it might be an indication that he wants you to do it. But be led by the Holy Spirit. And God also wants us to seek the healer more than the healing. So seek him. Listen for his voice. Take time just to ask for his wisdom too. He knows exactly what might be blocking you from your appointment with healing and what's needed for you to see healing manifest in your life. In John 2 verse 5, the mother of Jesus said, whatever he says to you, do it. Nothing more, nothing less, just do what he tells you to do. So be led by the Holy Spirit, and I believe it will help you tremendously to see healing manifest in your life. And then the next one, the fourth one, is to see yourself healed. We need to see ourselves healed on the inside. We need to create a picture on the inside of us that's healthy, where we see ourselves healed. You know, if that man in the testimony could get to a place where he forgot about a tumor, a physical tumor, yeah, that was big, that was tangible, if he was able to just forget about it, all of us can forget about our pains too, by creating a picture on the inside that's in agreement with the Word of God, where we see ourselves healed. And many times what we do, we will start to be sick and we start to make plans in our minds like, in a year's time, I'm going to have this, or I'm going to have to do this now because I'm sick. And what we're actually doing is we're creating a picture of sickness on the inside. And we need to make sure that we see ourselves as healed on the inside, even when we are facing symptoms. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So see, the truth of the matter is that God loves us. God is madly in love with us. But if you don't see yourself as someone that is loved by God, you won't experience his love. The truth is he loves you. Nothing can change that. Nothing can separate you from his love is what the word says. But if you don't see yourself as someone that's loved by God, you will never experience it. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So we need to make sure what we are thinking in our hearts is in agreement with the word of God. And that we think healing, that we think healthy, and that we see ourselves healed. If we see it on the inside, it will manifest on the outside. So what are you seeing on the inside of you tonight? If I were to ask you, rate your healing from 0 to 10, where 10 is you are super healthy, nothing is wrong with you, and 0 is you are so sick, you feel like you're going to die, where would you rate yourself tonight? When I was at Bible school, the first healing school I ever attended, the minister asked that question. And at the time, I had pain in my body. So when he asked it, I thought, well, I'm at a 5. You know, because I'm not that sick, but I have pain, and so I'm at about a 5. And then he said, if your rating is low, it means you have a picture on the inside of you that's sick. Because studies have shown that people who see themselves as healthy on the inside usually are healthy on the outside too. And you might think, well, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. The truth is I am sick. And we're not denying facts here. That's not what I'm saying. But even when you are dealing with things, you need to start to create a picture on the inside that's healthy. And as you do, it will manifest on the outside. And the Word of God will help you to do that. It might take some time too, especially if you've been sick for years, because what happens many times, and the reason why people struggle to receive healing, is not because the sickness is so bad, but the problem is they see themselves as sick. The sickness also got into their hearts, and therefore they struggle to see themselves as healthy, and therefore they don't see the manifestation of the healing that God has for them. But if you get into the Word of God and you meditate on what it says, it will effortlessly create a picture of God's promises. It will effortlessly create a picture of healing on the inside of you. But see yourself as healthy. And you might think again, based on the rating, that we can't do that. But in Romans chapter 4, it talks about Abram who had strong faith. And it says there that Abram called things that weren't as if they were. So even though things weren't in manifestation yet, the Bible says that Abram called it. He spoke about it as if they were already. So it's faith. It's biblical to do that. You're not a hypocrite by saying, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus when you are dealing with sickness. You are just exalting the truth of God's word over the facts. And that will cause you to see healing manifest in your life. So what are you exalting in your life? What are you seeing on the inside? If you see yourself healed, I believe it will help you tremendously to see healing manifest in your life and to see that manifestation on the outside. That's exactly what happened to that man. As soon as the picture changed on the inside, it started to change on the outside too. So see yourself as healthy. Be like Abram. Be in strong faith. Call things that are not yet as if they were already. Speak healing. Say what the Word of God says, and it will help you to see healing manifest in your life. And when I prepared for tonight, I actually had 4 things. I was going to call it 4 things that will help you to see healing manifest in your life. And this morning, I just felt like I needed to add this one. And the 5th one is don't give up. Don't give up when you don't see healing manifest immediately. In 1 Timothy 6 verse 12, Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. He doesn't say fight the good fight of works. He says fight the good fight of faith. And a good fight is a fight you win, right? Otherwise, he wouldn't have said fight the good fight. But the reason why he's also saying fight the good fight of faith is because sometimes it does take time. Sometimes we have to decide that we're not going to give up. See, sometimes things happen instantly. Sometimes they happen immediately. And if everything happened instantly, there would be no need for a good fight of faith. But the reason why there's a need sometimes for a good fight of faith is because sometimes it does take time. Sometimes a manifestation can be hindered by our unbelief or by things coming against us. But if we don't give up, we won't lose. You will always win if you decide you're not going to give up and if you fight the good fight of faith. And you fight the good fight of faith by continuing to speak the Word of God, by continuing to see yourself healed, by continuing to agree with the Word of God and to believe it, even when you don't see things change immediately on the outside. I believe many people in the situation that man was would have said, well, I've heard this good news now. Andrew Womack spoke about how it's already done, but after a week, it's still there. But he decided he wasn't going to give up. It wasn't an instant healing, but because he didn't give up, because he saw himself healed on the inside, eventually he saw it on the outside too. Don't give up. And you know, when it comes to the war, we have already won the war. Because Jesus won it for us. Amen? But we still face battles in life. And we face battles because our enemy hates us. He only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he will still try and battle us. But we can win every battle. But some battles will be quick. Some battles will take maybe a little bit longer. But if we don't give up, we will always win. Because the Bible calls it a good fight of faith. You know, when Muhammad Ali fought, I wasn't a big Muhammad Ali fan. Maybe I should use someone else as an example. But let's use George Foreman as an example. He was in the same generation, same era. And he was a magnificent boxer. And you know, some people he knocked out in the first round or in the second round. I mean, he was vicious, like Mike Tyson. He would knock people out very quickly. But in other fights, it took him 12 rounds. And sometimes he didn't even manage to knock the other fighter out, but he still won the fight after 12 rounds. And I believe that is how our battles are too. Some will be in the first round done. We will win it as we speak the word of God, as we believe God. Others might not end after the first round. Some might take a bit longer, especially if other people are involved too, especially if we're praying for other people when it comes to that too. But we shouldn't give up. Many people have failed to experience wonderful things that God had for them because they gave up. They let go of God's promises in their hearts. Don't give up, even if you don't see it come to pass immediately. If you know it's something that God wants you to have, stand on the word of God. Be like a bulldog. Hold on to that promise and don't let go. You know, if a bulldog gets his teeth onto something, you nearly have to kill him to let go. So be like that. Hold on to something. Hold on to the promises of God and say, I'm not letting go. Get aggressive with your faith. And I believe it will help you. You know, the Bible also says that the word is like seed that we need to plant in our hearts and we need to water it. And if we would plant natural seeds and go the next day and see, well, nothing happened and you know, dig it out and take the seed out, of course we're not going to get a harvest. Of course we're not going to see the promise manifest. And that's what many people do in their spiritual lives. People will never do that in the natural realm, but in the spiritual realm, people do that all the time. They plant a seed, the next day it didn't grow already, it hasn't grown, and then they just let go of it. They give up. And then they don't see the harvest, even though God wanted them to have a wonderful harvest. So don't give up. Fight the good fight of faith. So I just quickly want to go over all five again. First one is know the will of God. Know why God wants you to be healed. Make sure you don't only know it in your head, but in your heart. Make sure your heart is fully persuaded. Make sure you are convinced that God wants you well. Second one is be at rest. Make sure that the storm on the outside don't get on the inside of you. Then the third one is be led by the Holy Spirit. Ask for His wisdom. Be led by His peace or a lack thereof. And ask Him. Listen for His voice and do exactly what He tells you to do. The fourth one is see yourself healed. Make sure you have a picture on the inside that's healthy where you see yourself healed. And when you see it on the inside, it will manifest on the outside. And the last one is don't give up. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen.